back here at Northern Heights High School. Let's give you a rundown of the starting lineups. Lineups brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes the best of luck in all of their endeavors. For Northern Heights, they'll go with Addie Henrich, a 5'4 senior. Avery Patton, a 5'6 freshman. Brianna Pierce, a 5'3 junior. Lainey Wilson, a 5'10 sophomore. And Reese Houck, a 5'9 sophomore. Head coach Bob Blair, assisted by Kara Horton. And for Madison, they'll have Candace Ashlock, a senior. Kaylin Luthy, a junior. Sadie Albert, a junior. Jalen Weekly, a senior. And Jenna Thompson, a sophomore. Head coach is Brett Daniels. He's assisted by Ava Fultz. And Northern Heights is in their home white with black and gray numbers and gray stripes, while Madison will be in their road black with yellow numbers and yellow stripes. Michael, it's good to be back.
Absolutely. Might be some rust. Might be some rust, just like riding a bike.
Yes, yes. But just fun to be out and about and doing things. And how's Dylan and the Emporia High Spartans doing tonight?
I have not seen a score update, but obviously that's a good matchup for both the girls and the boys.
And Dylan enjoying that the Western Kansas teams came to the East.
Yes, finally. You know, I was talking to Reyes Aguirre, you know, former Emporia Spartan, and you know, he was coaching the Opie first and second grade basketball team that my son's on, and I was like, you finally get one to come, you know, because you got Great Bend and yeah. Liberal, you know, the Road Warriors there for a little bit.
I thought Spartans were going to join the Western Athletic Conference.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we're set for Lyon County League action here tonight. Looks like Jalen Weekly will be jumping center for Madison. Madison will be going left to right across your radio dial. She'll be going up against Reese Houck.
So just got a text from Blake Cripps.
Okay.
It is 25-4 Hayes.
Oh.
Second quarter.
Oh. All right, Masson's got the ball. They get in underneath Thompson. Shots up, no good. Rebound by Thompson. She kicks it back out to Weekly. Weekly, now spin move. Gets shot up off the glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Northern Heights as Brianna Pierce. Wilson gets it across the timeline. Now picks up dribble as the ball stolen by Jenna Thompson. Thompson across the timeline. Gives it up to Weekly. Weekly drives down the paint. Dishes the right side. Shot up by Luthy's up. No good. Rebounded by Albert. Albert gets it back out. And coming in. Actually, no, that was Sadie Albert coming in. Shots up. No good. This time the rebound to Northern Heights. Brianna Pierce gets it across the timeline. Left side to Lainey Wilson. Wilson goes across court. Has the ball knocked away by Candace Ashlock. It will stay with Northern Heights. Nearing a minute into the game, no score.
Veteran officiating crew tonight, too.
Yes, it is. Now with the ball up top, Lainey Wilson. Now gets the ball to Addie Henrichs. Henrichs gets it inside, tries to get it in to Reese Houck, overthrew her. And the ball goes out of bounds to Madison.
So much expected, and you know, the first 65 seconds, both teams showing some rust.
A little bit of pressure being put on by Northern Heights. Thompson gives it, they get it across the timeline now. Ashlock gives it left side, Weekly back up to Ashlock. Cross court, it goes to Thompson. Thompson dishes it back out to Albert, now to Luby. Luby left side. Ashlock for a long jumper is no good. Rebound comes loose and out of bounds to Madison. Kind of like the pressure defense being put on by Northern Knights. Ball comes in though, Madison. Luthy has it. She gives it over left side to Albert. Albert back up top to Ashlock. Gets it in the paint to Thompson. Thompson's shot is up, no good. Rebound, Weekly shot's up, no good, but she's fouled. Foul is going to be on Avery Patton here first. First team foul of the half on Northern Knights at the line shooting two, Jalen Weekly. First shot is up and no good.
So Madison 0 for 7 to start the ball game from the field.
Second free throw is up and it is good. First point of the night goes to Jalen Weekly. And it's 1-0 Madison, 6:16 to go here in the first quarter. Northern Knights with it. Lainey Wilson gets it across the timeline, gets it over right side to Addie Hendricks. Hendricks picks up her dribble. Now having some trouble, and ball almost stolen away. Now she gets it off to the right side, ball knocked out of bounds by Candace Ashlock. It will stay with Northern Knights. Pass comes in, again in to Wilson. Wilson having trouble, dishes it off the left side to Hendricks. Hendricks now picks up her dribble, gives it off to Pierce. Brianna Pierce now dribbles to the right side. And has the ball knocked away by Jenna Thompson. Thompson on the break. Layup is no good. Rebound put back up is no good by Ashlock. Weekly gets the rebound. Dishes it off to Ashlock. Ashlock shots up good and a foul.
So with Madison missing those shots, they got to get a box set on them. Madison's got 5 offensive rebounds. Finally getting one to fall. 1 out of 10 now.
Now checking back in the game for Madison is Camden White, replacing Jenna Thompson. Free throws up and no good. Rebound to Northern Knights. By the way, that foul was on Avery Patton, her second. Timeout called by Northern Knights. And we'll take a timeout too. 5:22 to go in the first quarter. It is Madison 3, Northern Knights 0. Back after this 30-second timeout on Country 101.7.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614. Harrison Body Shop in Madison. For restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation, free estimates. The Madison Alumni Association, they back the Bulldogs. Come out and support the MHS student-athletes every step of the way. And by the City of Americus, proudly supporting the hard work of the Northern Heights Wildcats on and off the court. Go Cats!
Yeah, we're on Mix 104.9 tonight.
Changing up with the other Wildcats.
Yes.
In action tonight. Hopefully they'll get back to their winning ways.
Yes. And now ball on the right side. Lainey Wilson has it. Gives the ball down on to Addie Hendricks. Hendricks gets it up to Avery Patton. Patton gives it off the shot. Is up and no good by Brianna Pierce. Rebound, though, comes down to Northern Heights. Ball's knocked away. They got Reese Houck, and Houck just got clobbered.
No, I like what Blair spoke in that huddle, because they had not taken one single shot attempt in this ball game until now. So that was a much needed, you know, even getting that offensive rebound, even on a make, just being aggressive with it.
And the bounce pass comes in to Houck. Houck has the ball stolen away by White. White gives it off to Luthy. Luthy gets it across the timeline, goes to left side to Ashlock. Ashlock left side, Luthy for three. No good. Rebound. Thompson saves it, but this ball stolen away by Addie Hendricks. Yeah, sometimes I think they just want to make the perfect play, and you can't always do that. Try to get the ball inside to Reese Houck, and they threw the ball away.
5 turnovers now for Northern Heights here in the first 4 minutes play.
Now drive on the left side by White. Shots up, no good. And Masson's not doing much better on the other end.
Could be kind of like that KU Cincinnati game.
Yeah. Yeah, now the ball goes off the foot of Lainey Wilson. Oh, and they're actually asking for somebody in the stands to to leave.
Okay, we're back to the action, though. So it looks like Dave Watkins is going to get his work in tonight.
Yes, he is. Now the ball comes in. Right side it goes, Masson with it. They get it in underneath the Weekly layup. Good. Jalen Weekly now with 3 points. And it's a 5-0. 5-0 Madison lead. 3:40 to go here in the first quarter. Ball goes right side, Wilson. Wilson gives it over to Pierce. Pierce gives it back up top to Hendricks. Hendricks now has the ball stolen away by Sadie Albert. No. Albert's shot's up no good, but she's fouled. That foul is on. Oh, excuse me, that's Avery Patton's second. The first one was on. Free throw is up and good by Albert. Her second foul, I gave her credit for, was actually Addie Hendricks. So now in for Madison. It's Bailey Benjamin. Free throw is up and good by Albert. She's got 2 points and extends the lead up to 7-0. Masson with ball, Northern Heights with ball on the right side. Going to get a foul called. It's going to be on Kaylin Luthy, her first. Inbounding the ball for Northern Heights is going to be Megan Allen, a 5'6 sophomore. And now Addison Peterson, a 5'7 freshman. Pass comes in. To Pierce. Pierce takes it to the right side, gives it off to Allen. Allen gives it up to Hendricks. Hendricks dribbles right side, dishes it off over the left side, shots up and no good by Addison Peterson, but she's fouled.
But excellent ball movement that possession for Northern Heights. Kind of skipping it back and forth, allowed to get a good look on that back side. See if they can break their scoreless streak.
Free throw by Peterson is up and no good. Second free throw is up and it is no good. Rebounded by Madison. Thompson gives it down the court. Tries to get it to White. White now to get it back out. Thompson for three. No good. Rebound comes down. Bands of Bailey Benjamin, and she's going to get tied up. Jenna Thompson is not afraid to fire the three.
No, I think that's kind of what Coach Daniels has kind of preached to his girls. You know, if you've got an open look, go ahead and take it.
Mm-hmm. Now we get ball inside to Megan Allen. Allen having some trouble with it. Gets it in the right corner. Now gets it back up top. Addie Hendricks gives the ball off to Brianna Pierce. Pierce shot is up, no good. Ball goes out of bounds to Madison. Luthy gets it across the timeline. Now gives it over to Thompson. Left corner goes to White. White gives it up to Albert. Albert goes the right side to Luthy. Inside it goes to Benjamin. Now back up top. Gets it up, Luthy. Left side, Thompson. 2:10 to go here in the first quarter. Madison leading 7-0. Ball goes left side, Luthy for three. No good. Rebound. Going to be a tie up between Sadie Albert and Addie Hendricks. Checking back in the game for Madison are Candace Ashlock and Jalen Weekly. Inbounds pass comes in to Weekly. Weekly shot up off the glass. No good. Rebound put back up and no good by Benjamin. Then Pierce comes, then Allen comes down with the rebound and gets called for traveling. She just fell down. That was one of those unfortunate things there, Michael.
Yeah, it's just do what you can. Madison is struggling with physics here tonight, that close to the basket. It seems like every shot they're shooting is somehow going backwards, not towards the backboard and the rim.
Yeah. We've seen that from this team in the past.
Yes.
Now ball goes in to Weekly. Weekly shot is up. No good. Rebound put back up. No good. Rebound put back up and good. Jalen Weekly now with 5 points and adding to her rebounding stats. They have just dominated the offensive glass. 9-0. Northern Madison with the lead. Northern Heights has the ball. They get the ball inside. Kick it back out. Going to get a foul called on Madison.
You know, and something that we've yet to mention here, Ken, is that the Lyon County League has adopted the shot clock for this year, but Northern Heights has not gotten one yet, and it will probably not have one until next year. So there's no shot clock here tonight, even though this is a Lyon County League contest.
And now with the ball up top. But when they go to Lebo next week, they will face on Friday.
Friday will be a shot clock, absolutely. Been a positive change, I think.
I think it has, too. Of course, the highest scoring game we had no shot clock. And now they get the ball inside. Addison Peterson.
Giving Gunner a little flack on that one. You know, of course, that will be the Fort Bowl on Friday night.
Yes, we will. The JV game might be fun to watch.
We're going to get there early and watch that one.
Yep. Now here comes the steal. They get it down the Weekly. Layup, good, and a foul. Now that was nice.
Madison's starting to kind of find their rhythm here in the last couple minutes of play here in the quarter. They forced 8 turnovers, and they've taken up 17, or actually 19 shots in the half.
Weekly's free throw is up and good.
And 4 out of 6 from the line now.
And Weekly now with 8 points. And Madison leads 12-0. 12-0 with 36 seconds to go. Foul on Candace Ashlock. Her first and the 15th foul on Madison. So going to the line to shoot 2 and maybe break the streak here will be Brianna Pierce. Free throw is up and no good. Pierce's second free throw is up off the glass and good, but it's going to be waved off. Oh.
The old pesky free throw line. Can't cross it.
No.
Till it hits the rim at least.
Oh. Now getting it across. Luthi gets it across. Gives it over to the right side to Weekly. Weekly picks up a dribble. Gives it back up top to Luthi. Now to Thompson. Thompson left side to Luthi. Gets it in underneath. Now Weekly with the jumper is up and no good. Rebound and pulled down by Northern Heights' Addison Peterson. Now they try to get the ball. They do get the ball right side. Megan Allen. Allen gets it down to Brianna Pierce. Pierce's shot is up. No good. Rebound by Weekly, and she launches one and not quite there. And that does it for the first quarter of action. And at the end of one, it is Madison 12, Northern Knights 0. We'll be back with the second quarter following this 1-minute timeout on Mix 104.9.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by UST 243 Lebo Waverly. Committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. By Van Arsdale Fuel Services, putting your family first when it matters most. And by MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo. And for Madison's only fiber to the home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs. The City of Madison, proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom. And Rayburn Heating and Cooling in Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs.
Madison has the ball to start the second quarter, leading 12-0. Thompson gets the ball into Luthy. Luthy gets across the timeline. Now gets it over to Candace Ashlock. And Candace Ashlock, double dribble. She knew it right off the bat.
She tried pulling it back.
Yes, she did.
Tried pulling it back, but you got to stop your feet, too.
Uh-huh. It's like, not going to get it past this veteran officiating crew.
For this Northern Heights crowd. They were going to call it regardless.
Yeah. Ball goes left side. Shot is up and no good by Avery Patton, but she's fouled. That's number two on Candace Ashlock. And at the free throw line will be Avery Patton. Free throw is up and good. That breaks the 12-0 run by Madison here to start the game. Camden White back in the game for Madison.
So Camden White wait a really long time at that scores table waiting for that official to make sure she could come in.
Yes, 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 yes. Second free throw is up and good. Cuts Madison's lead to 12-2. Ball goes left side to Luthy. Luthy gets it in underneath the Weekly. Weekly's layup good. Jalen Weekly in double figures.
Excellent ball movement there to, you know, facilitate that pass into the post, and Jalen's almost automatic down low now.
Now Lainey Wilson has it, gives it up to Brianna Pierce. Pierce, long shot is up, no good. Rebounded by Sadie Albert. For Madison, she gets the ball down to White. White almost traveled there, but held on. Gets it into Weekly. Weekly's turnaround shot is up and good. Weekly now with 12 on the night. A timeout going to be called by Northern Knights. We'll take a 30-second timeout. 6:55 to go in the first half. It is Madison 16, Northern Heights 2. Back after this 30-second timeout on Country 101.7 on Mix 104.9 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Teal Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Backed by outstanding heating and cooling products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. Contact Teals at 785-528-3912. USD 251 North Lyon County, wishing to recognize its students and athletes for their accomplishments during the 2024-25 school year. And by Kansas Land Bank. Kansas Land Bank is now Equity Bank. They're proud to support all area athletes. With 37 locations across Kansas, they never forget it's your money. Learn more at equitybank.com, member FDIC.
Northern Knights has the ball. They'll be inbound right here in front of the scorer's table, which when we say we're courtside,
we are courtside.
Yes, we are.
Defend the equipment. Be ball. Be ball awareness.
And I'm the one over here by the angle. Now steal by Jalen Weekly. Weekly gets it to Luthy. Luthy shot blocked from behind. Nice job by Avery Patton. Here comes Northern Knights on the break, but it's stolen by Jalen Weekly. Weekly gets it across timeline. Right side to Luthy. Luthy gets back up to White. White gives it. Now they get it in underneath to the right side, back up top to White. White runs it down by mid-court line. White goes across the court to Luthy. Luthy gets it back up Now they go left side. Jumper is up and no good by Morgan Weekly. And ball goes out of bounds to Northern Knights. Morgan Weekly entering the game.
But, you know, some other area games going on tonight. You know, we did get a score update from the half from Dillon. Hayes is leading 42-8 at the mid-game break.
We're going to get foul on the left side. It's going to be on Sadie Albert. It'll be her second. Jenna Thompson checking back in. Inbounds pass comes into the corner. Now they get the ball off. Back up top. Now Lainey Wilson has it. Gives it over to Brianna Pierce. Pierce. Top of the key. Picks up her dribble. Gives it off to Wilson. Wilson. Now left side it goes to Reese Houck. Houck gives it back up to Henricks. Henricks. Picks up the dribble. And now almost loses the basketball. Comes up in the hands of Lainey Wilson. Wilson drives in. Shot blocked from behind by Camden White. That will be inbound in Northern Heights to the left of their basket. Inbounds pass comes in and knocked by Jenna Thompson. Right back to Addie Henricks. And Addie was not quite inbounds yet.
Yep. That's going. It's at the 11th turnover tonight now for Northern Heights.
Now Camden White has the ball stolen away. Pierce has it. Dribbles the right side. Picks up her dribble. Now gives it back up. Northern Heights trying to cut into the 16-2 lead. Just 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Brianna Pierce has it. Gives it over left side to Wilson. Wilson's going to get called for traveling.
That's one thing, you know, even though the score does not reflect it, Northern Heights is just playing really, really hard on the offensive glass. They're not getting a whole lot of shots up, but they're really forcing some turnovers now on the opposite side. They forced four against Madison.
And now ball goes to Luthy. Luthy comes to the right side. And Morgan Weekly shots up and good. Morgan Weekly says, hey, big sister, I can score too. And it's 18-2. Madison with the lead, 4:25 to go in the first half. Ball stolen away by Luvey. Luvey now gets it across the timeline over left side to White. White back over to Luvey, back up to White. White thought about the three. White's going to drive in, get a 10-footer up, no good. Rebounded to Northern Heights, and we're going to get a tie-up between Jalen Weekly and Addie Henricks. It will stay with Madison. Back in the game for Northern Heights is Megan Allen. So the inbounds pass from White. White comes in up top to Weekly. Weekly gets it in underneath Thompson. Right side it goes. White. White's running shots up. No good. Rebounded to Northern Heights. Megan Allen gets it back up to Brianna Pierce. Pierce goes to the right side to Henricks. Henricks down in the corner to Avery Patton. Back up. Now they try to get the ball in underneath, and ball stolen away by Camden White. Camden White's given them some good minutes here tonight.
Yes, she has.
Now the jumper by Jenna Thompson is up and no good. Rebound by Jalen Weekly. She gives it back up to Kaylin Luby. And now right side to White. White gives it over to Luby. Luby's three-pointer is up and no good. Rebound to Northern Heights. Megan Allen has it. Gives it over to the right side to Addie Henricks. Henricks gives the ball off to Brianna Pierce. Pierce picks up her dribble on the right wing, tries to get in underneath and has the ball knocked away by Jenna Thompson. It will stay with Northern Heights. Sadie Albert and Candace Ashlock back in the game for Madison. Timeout. Timeout called by Northern Heights. 2:48 to go in the first half. It is Madison 18, Northern Heights 2. Back after this 1 minute timeout on Mix 104.9 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 340-3434 or Scott at 343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. By USD 380 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs! And by Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
Area High School Basketball being brought to you by Hostess Brand, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizens State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And Emporia State University. Helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Northern Heights set to inbound and underneath their basket. They get the ball in. Pierce. Pierce jumper is up. No good. Rebound to Madison. Jenna Thompson got it. She gets it across the timeline. Now Candace Ashlock. Ashlock goes to the left side of the White. White's shot is up and good. Camden White with her first two of the night. That extends the lead to 20-2 with 2:22 to go here in the second quarter. Twos everywhere. Now jumper, three-pointers up and good by Brianna Pierce. That is a Cody Thurston Land Agent 3. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
What a way to get your first field goal of the half.
Yes. Cuts the lead to 20-5. Morgan Weekly goes to the right side to Camden White. White's shot is up and good. Camden White now with four. Axton's lead back to 22-5. They get the ball to the right side. It goes to Allen. Allen splits two defenders and loses control of the basketball. Out of bounds to Madison. Checking in the game for Northern Heights is Malia Hamlin, a 5'9 sophomore. And also Addison Peterson back in the game. Ball goes to the right side. Three-pointer by Ashlock's up, no good. Rebound put back up by Sadie Albert. And it's good. Sadie Albert with four. Extends the lead to 24-5. Lainey Wilson has it. Gives the ball to the right side to Hamlin. Hamlin gives the ball to Brianna Pierce. His three-pointer's up, no good. Rebound comes down to Lainey Wilson. Wilson gets it inside, tries to get it over the other side to Peterson. As the ball is stolen away, here comes Camden White with it for Madison. The Camden White gets called for travel. Weekly and Luthy back in the game for Madison. And Michael will see Northern Heights again this upcoming Friday when they take on the Lebo Wolves.
Yeah, we'll be over in Lebo for that one, as we kind of talked about on the boys' side, be the Fort Bowl. But, you know, obviously Patrick Gardner and the Lady Lebo Wolves are really playing some good basketball, too, after, you know, losing to, you know, Madison here about a month ago.
Yeah, and they'll be ready for Northern Knights.
Absolutely.
And now Lainey Wilson has it, gives the ball left side. Has the ball stolen away by Weekly. Weekly on the break. Now has the ball knocked away and stolen by Brianna Pierce. And then we're going to get a jump ball called. Coach Blair was wanting a foul called.
I don't know if there was more than two hands on that basketball. It looked like,
yeah,
it was just a Northern Heights' possession. But fortunately for them, possession error was in their favor.
Yes. Lainey Wilson gets across the timeline. Has the ball knocked away and stolen. And they get the ball down to Weekly. Weekly turned around, shot is up and good. Jalen Weekly now with 14. And it sends the lead to 26-5. And that does it for the first half of action. And at the end of the first half, it is Masson 26, Northern Heights 5. We'll be back with the Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show. Longmont Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longmontauto.com.
Area high school basketball brought to you by Osage City Parks and Recreation Department. Mark your calendars in April for Osage City's Smoke in the Spring. Check out their Facebook page, Smoke in the Spring, for updates and information. By TWS Incorporated Dumpster Rental. Need it hauled off? Get yourself a roll-off. And by Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Shoal Roofing, serving the Emporia area with roofing and gutters. Contact Shoal Roofing at 620-591-2907 or online at shoalroofing.com. By USD 252 Southern Lyon County, OB Hartford and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. And by Melissa Herdman, Kirk and Cobb Realtors, wishing all athletes good luck. Happy to help with any real estate needs.
Area High School Basketball being brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. And Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gives you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. Rich Door Company, residential and commercial garage door sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. And by the Chase County Chamber of Commerce, proudly supporting Chase County Bulldog Basketball. As their teams prepare to hit the court, they extend their best wishes for a successful season. The entire county is proud to stand behind you. County proud, go Bulldogs!
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off the new year with fast start savings, like a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab 4x4 truck with over $7,250 below MSRP with the current Chevy trade. Or get a 2024 Silverado 1500 Custom Crew Cab 4x4 for only $449 per month, 36-month, 36,000-mile lease with $5,000 trade equity or cash. And we're offering top dollar for your quality trade-in. You'll get our best deal every day at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia. So come see us today or visit us 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Welcome to the Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show. And at the half, it is 26-5. Masson with the lead over Northern Heights. And Michael, it's kind of what we thought it would be. But both teams can can come away with some good positive things in the first half.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you're Coach Blair, you've got to be pleased with your team only giving up 26 points in that first half. But at the other side, you know, you've only made one out of six shots. You know, so they're not really getting a whole lot of opportunities on offense, much in part because of some turnovers. So obviously there's some things to work on. Now, if you're Coach Daniels, you're leading by 21 points, but it was not the best half of basketball that this team has played. Obviously, there's room for improvement, but they really started to kind of hit their stride heading into that halftime locker room.
That they did. Let's give you a rundown of the statistics. The stats brought to you by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and provide, and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. For the Madison Lady Bulldogs, leading all scorers tonight, Jalen Weekly with 14. They've got 4 points each from Camden White and Sadie Albert, 2 points from Candace Ashlock, and two from Morgan Weekly. And for Northern Heights, they've got 3 points from Brianna Pierce and two from Avery Patton. Michael, how's the team stats look?
Yeah, team stats, Madison is 11 out of 35 for the field. They're 11 out of 29 inside, 0 for 6 from beyond the arc. Then 4 out of 6 from the foul line. They have out-rebounded Northern Heights 16 to 12, and they've committed 6 turnovers. They've forced 18 turnovers against Northern Heights. Northern Heights 2 out of 6 from the foul line, 1 out of 4 from long distance, and I've only got them down 0 for 2 inside the perimeter.
And once again, the stats brought to you by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. Michael, this might be one of the closer games in the area.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got Burlington leads Osawatomie at the half, 55-2. And late in the third quarter, Osage City leads Caraparaville 49-8. And how was Emporia High doing?
Yeah, over on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, Hayes leading 61-10 to start the fourth quarter.
So we actually do have
the
barn burner.
Yeah. closest score in the area. And, of course, over our usual home on Country 101.7 FM, Kansas State, tipped off at 7 p.m. So Mr. Wyatt Thompson on the call there. So, like we said, Kansas State trying to get back in the wind column.
But that'll do it for the Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show. We'll be back with the second half following this message on Mix 104.9 FM.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off the new year with Fast Start Savings, like a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab 4x4 truck with over $7,250 below MSRP with the current Chevy trade. Or get a 2024 Silverado 1500 Custom Crew Cab 4x4 for only $449 per month, 36-month, 36,000-mile lease with $5,000 trade equity or cash. And we're offering top dollar for your quality trade-in. You'll get our best deal every day at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia. So come see us today or visit us 24-7 at longmontauto.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
Area High School Basketball being brought to you by the Opie Meat Locker, providing retail meat sales, slaughter, and processing for cattle, pork, and wild game by appointment. See Caleb and Nicole Shankey at the Opie Meat Locker in downtown Emporia, the city of Allen. A proud supporter of the Northern Heights Wildcats. Go Cats! And Henry Ott with Tall Grass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers. Please call Henry in Madison for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614. Harrison Body Shop in Madison. For restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation, free estimates. The Madison Alumni Association, they back the Bulldogs. Come out and support the MHS student-athletes every step of the way. And by the City of Americus, proudly supporting the hard work of the Northern Heights Wildcats on and off the court. Go Cats!
Area High School Basketball brought to you by UST 243 Lebo Waverly. Committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. by Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters most. And by MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo. And for Madison's only fiber-to-the-home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs. The city of Madison, proud of their schools and their students. The city of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom. And Rayburn Heating and Cooling in Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs.
As we get set to start the second half, Madison will have the ball going right to left across your radio dial with their original starting lineup of Candace Ashlock, Kaylin Luthy, Sadie Albert, Jalen Weekly, and Jenna Thompson. And Northern Heights with their original starting lineup of Addie Hendricks, Avery Patton, Rihanna Pierce, Lainey Wilson, and Reese Haupt. 2-3 zone being put on by Northern Heights. Luthy gets it in underneath to Albert. Albert brings it back out. Now gives it in underneath the Weekly. Weekly turns around, kicks it left side to Ashlock, and there's going to be a foul called on the pass play. Fouls on Reese Hauck. That is her first. In the bounce pass comes in to Weekly. Weekly's shot is up off the glass and no good. And a rebound by Lainey Wilson, and that's like the second time she's gotten a rebound and just fell down to the floor.
But this time, they're going to say she was aided by falling to the floor by the foul.
Yes, she was, because she kind of looked like that was not a travel. Third foul already on Sadie Albert. Lainey Wilson gets the ball to the right side to Pierce. Pierce. Shots up, no good. Rebounded to Madison. Here they come. Kaylin Luby takes it inside, dishes it out, and is fouled. Foul on Addie Hendricks. That is her second foul of the night. Inbounds pass comes in. They get the ball left side to Luby. Luby now brings it to the free throw line. Jumper is up, no good. Rebound put back up and good by Candace Ashlock. She's got four. And Michael, that's kind of like, okay, I got the rebound. There's nobody around me. I have this shot.
Yeah. There is a case of being too open with that time. Just enough.
Yes. And now they get the ball out up top. It's Hendricks. Picks up a dribble. Gets the ball left side to Patton. Patton. Now has the ball knocked away, and Madison comes up with the steal. Thompson has it, tries to get it down underneath. Ball is knocked away. Good effort getting back by Lainey Wilson.
Got up there on the stage.
Yeah.
Used to be the old home where the broadcasters were at, and then it became a liability issue. So.
Yes. Yes. Now jumper by Weekly is up and good. Hey, when I first started, we were upstairs.
Oh, man.
Over here and had to drag cords and stuff. Timeout going to be called by Bob Blair. And that will take a full timeout. 6:24 to go in the third quarter. It is Madison 30, Northern Heights 5. Back after this one-minute timeout on Mix 104.9 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Teal Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Backed by outstanding heating and cooling products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. Contact Teals at 785-528-3912. USD 251 North Lyon County, wishing to recognize its students and athletes for their accomplishments during the 2024-25 school year. And by Kansas Land Bank. Kansas Land Bank is now Equity Bank. They're proud to support all area athletes. With 37 locations across Kansas, they never forget it's your money. Learn more at equitybank.com. Member FDIC.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 340-3434 or Scott at 343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. by UST 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs! And by Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
Ball goes to the left side for Northern Knights. Addie Hendricks has it now. Ball stolen away by Weekly. Weekly on the break. Going to take it down the middle. Gives it off to Jenna Thompson. Jenna Thompson's shot is up and good. First basket of the night for Jenna. Extends the lead to 32-5 with under 6 minutes to go here in the game. Ball stolen away by Luvy. Loses the ball out of bounds.
I don't know if that's what Coach Blair intended, you know, back-to-back turnovers after the timeout.
Yeah, call timeouts and then don't run what we want to do. That happens quite a bit, though, doesn't it? Now the ball gets inside. They dish it out left side to Gashlock. Gashlock in the corner to Weekly. Weekly gets inside. She's going to get tied up. And it's going to be a foul on Randy Wilson, her first. 13 foul on Northern Knights.
Do a final from Emporia, 66-12. Hayes taking that victory.
Now they get the ball inside. Ball. Try to get the ball in to Weekly. Weekly can't handle the pass. And the referee just kind of smiled at her, too. Like,
well,
she goes,
The way that started, you know, off the hand of the pass, I think they all thought it was going to be a shot, but it just was more, didn't have, it just was a line drive, unfortunately.
Yeah. And now Hendricks has it, gives it down the corner to Houck. Houck tries to get it across the court. Ball gets thrown out of bounds. The referee out front of us here says it was tipped.
Did get a score update from Opie, unsure of the time remaining, but Opie is leading Hartford 32-27 in that girls' contest. You know, this is probably one of the deepest Lyon County League on the girls' side has been maybe in its history.
Yeah.
With 5 to 6 teams all vying for a Friday night spot.
That 4 or 5 game at the Lyon County League tournament's going to be a good one.
It's 4 o'clock game.
I know.
That's almost a primetime game.
Yes.
Of course, we'll have that baseline-to-baseline coverage starting on Monday the 27th.
Now the inbounds pass is stolen away. Coming up with it is Bailey Benjamin. She gets it down the court, tries to Jenna Thompson. Thompson can't handle the pass, but Coach Daniels liked the effort there.
Yeah, absolutely. Really, they're being really aggressive on offense this quarter, really pushing the ball. Only got 6 points to show for it, but forcing some turnovers once again on defense.
Yes, another turnover there by Northern Heights.
Their fifth of the quarter.
Jalen Weekly, along with Morgan Weekly and Sadie Albert, checking in the game for Madison. Luvy gets it across the timeline. Now gets the ball in to Albert. Albert's going to be tripped or pushed from behind. Fouls on Lainey Wilson, her second. Fourth team foul on Northern Knights. Inbounds pass stolen. Coming up with the steal here. Hendricks gets it down underneath the Patton. Patton's shot's no good, but she's fouled. Fouls on Morgan Weekly, her first personal. Free throw by Avery Patton is up and no good. Avery Patton's second free throw is up, nothing but the net. Gotta like it. She doesn't hit the net on the first one. She stepped right up and nailed it on the second one. Now loose ball is out of bounds off of Madison. So the turnover thing might be something, too, that Coach Daniels can use after this game.
Yeah, they're up to 10 now. Room for some improvement.
And now with the basketball out front. Benjamin gets it. And Pierce gets it down and underneath. Shot is up and no good by Patton. Rebound to Madison. Now out front with it. Weekly gives the ball to the right side. Shot is up and no good by Benjamin. And the rebound comes to Northern Heights. And the ever-popular, we're going to bring five to the bench. Now the shot is up and no good by Pierce. A rebound to Madison. We get the ball down the court. Benjamin gets it in underneath the Albert. Albert shots up, no good. Rebound put back up and no good by Jalen Weekly, but she's fouled.
And this is a Brian Osterman shift change.
Yes, it is.
You know, Coach O there in the early seasons of Lady Hornets, you know, with all those freshmen, you know, he was playing that bench 13 deep, you know, having a rotation of five and then five.
Weekly's free throw is up and good.
I think the Lady Hornets are in action tomorrow. Turnpike tussle.
Yep. In for Northern Heights. Now got it. Addison, Peterson, Josie, Tiffany, Malia Hamlin. Free throws up and good by Weekly.
What happened here? Whoa.
Awesome.
So it was white ball.
Yeah.
I've never.
Yeah.
Ken, there's first
yeah.
time for everything.
Yeah, it was white ball.
So Madison made both free throws.
And Jenna Thompson was leading the break going the other way.
The two-for-one special. If it wasn't for Northern Heights stopping them, they might have scored against Northern Heights goal.
Yeah. they're all, you know, they're kind of laughing out there.
They got all the way to half court before anyone stopped them.
Yeah, they did. Braxton Pierce with the basketball. Now ball right side, Hamlin. Hamlin gets it in underneath. Shot is up and good by Addison Peterson. Her first two of the night. And now a steal on the, trying to get the ball inbound by Braxton Pierce. And the ball comes up in the hands of Josie Tiffany. And she's fouled by Sadie Albert. That's number four on Sadie.
A little too aggressive there in the backcourt.
Yeah.
I don't think it was really intentional. I think just the feet got tripped up with each other.
8:03 minutes to go here in the third quarter, 34-8. Masson with the lead. Northern Heights with the basketball. Hamlin gets it in underneath. Now it put to Peterson. Peterson gets it out. Ball stolen away by Candace Ashlock. She dribbles it to the corner. Now going to get fouled over there also by Addie Peterson.
Bonus time.
Candace Ashlock with her second free throw attempt of the night. This free throw is up and no good. 0-for-2 from the line tonight, but has 4 points. Second free throw is up and good. Give her five. Extends the lead to 35-8. Braxton Pierce gets the ball across the timeline. Gives it to Hamlin. Hamlin gives it up to Tiffany. Now the ball goes to the right side to Megan Allen. Allen gets in, shot up, no good. Rebounded by Morgan Weekly. She gives it the ball left side. Three-pointers up and no good by Ashlock. On the rebound. Rebound comes down to Megan Allen for Northern Heights. Allen on the right wing. Gets the ball to Leah Hamlin on the baseline. I said Leah Hamlin.
Close.
Malia. Yes. She definitely looks like her mom. Malia's mom is the athletic director here at Northern Heights.
Does a great job of taking care of us. You know, I wanted to add some context to that. You know, Tegan Trahoon was the one that made that a liability, falling off the stage.
Oh,
it wasn't anything Northern Heights did. It was just Tegan.
It's just Tegan. Now, Steele, here comes that. Layup is up and no good by Luthi. Kaylin Luthi at the free throw line. Free throws up and no good. Foul was Ozzie Tiffany. Her first. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebound to Northern Heights. Briley Pierce gives it over. Right side. Now to Peterson. Peterson tried to get it in underneath ball. Stolen away by Candace Ashlock, but she's going to get called for traveling.
She went into contact. She saw that there was going to, you know, if she would have dribbled, that would have been most likely a foul.
Uh-huh.
But she took that extra step, engaging the contact.
And bounce pass, three-pointer is up and no good by Megan Allen. Rebound and pulled down by Peterson. And Peterson loses the ball out of bounds. I'll say one thing. Northern Heights is played hard, and you look at their bench. Their bench is getting excited for things that are going on. Ball goes to the left side. The White. Now they give in underneath. Try to kick back out the Luthi. Ball knocked out of bounds by Briley Pierce. 1:16 to go here in the third quarter. 35-8. Madison with the lead.
A lot of youth playing for Northern Heights, so you know they might take some licks this season, but they're just trying to build and you know get better every year, you know, with these freshmen and sophomores.
And Luthi's jumper's up and no good. Kaylin Luthi just cannot buy a basket tonight.
Yeah, struggling tonight. But fortunately for Madison, Weekly has really had a really good game.
Yes, she has. Now Briley Pierce with it on the right side. And, you know, Michael, just with what you were talking about the youngsters for Northern Heights, they won the JV game rather handily.
Yeah, it was almost a double. You know, I think it was final score was 38-20 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they led from basically wire to wire.
And so I think what we're seeing here is this team might be fun to watch next year. Free throw is up and good by Briley Pierce. Second free throw by Pierce is up and no good. And bounce pass comes in to Luthi, 35-9. Masson with the lead in the basketball, under a minute to go here in the third. Shot is up, no good. Rebound. It's going to be tied up. It will stay with Madison. Jalen Weekly back in the game. And bounce pass comes to Jenna Thompson. Thompson gets it into Weekly. Weekly is tied up by Briley Pierce. It will go over to Northern Heights. Now Briley Pierce with it. Braxton Pierce. Braxton Pierce with it. Gives it, has the ball stolen away by Jenna Thompson. Thompson now comes up, gives it up to Luthi. Gets the ball to the right side to Albert. Albert gives the ball to the right wing to Luthi. Inside to Weekly. Weekly's shot is up off the glass and good.
Beautiful spin move into a finger roll. Pretty tough to defend that if you're Northern Heights, even with a help defense in that zone.
Weekly now with 20. Inside, that side shot is up and no good by Allen. He's going to get a tie up on the rebound. It will stay with Madison. 7 seconds to go here. In the fourth. In the third. Pass comes in to Luthy. Luthy gets it. To Ashlock, back up to Luthy. Right side, Thompson for three. No good. And that does it for the third quarter. And after three, it is Madison 37, Northern Heights 9. We'll be back with the fourth quarter following this one-minute timeout on Knicks 104.9 FM.
Area high school basketball being brought to you by Hostess Brand, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizen State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Area high school basketball brought to you by Osage City Parks and Recreation Department. Mark your calendars in April for Osage City's Smoke in the Spring. Check out their Facebook page, Smoke in the Spring, for updates and information. By TWS Incorporated Dumpster Rental. Need it hauled off? Get yourself a roll-off. And by Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas.
Northern Heights has the ball to start off the fourth quarter, trailing 37-9. Tiffany gets the ball into Pierce. Pierce gets it across the timeline. Gives the ball to the right side to Hamlin. Hamlin now gets it back up top to Tiffany. Tiffany gives it to Braxton Pierce. Now Hamlin's going to get fouled. That's going to be on Candace Ashlock. That's her third. Inbounds pass comes in, stolen away. Luthy has it. Luthy gets the ball to the right side to Weekly. Weekly's shot is up, and they're going to get her for travel.
That's not your call.
She kind of scooted.
Well, it's a European pro.
Yeah.
See it kind of inconsistently called on the high school ranks.
Yes, it is. And now Allen with it gives it over to Pierce. Ball goes right side to Peterson. Peterson is going to be fouled by Jalen Weekly. That's her third. Camden White back in the game for Madison, replacing Jalen Weekly. Inbounds pass comes into Hamlin. Hamlin gives the right side to Allen. Allen picks up her dribble. Gives the ball up to Pierce. Pierce picks up her dribble. Now it gives it to Peterson. Back to Pierce. Pierce gives it up to Tiffany. Tiffany has the ball stolen away. On the fast break, it's Candace Ashlock. Layup, good.
Excellent steal and finish there by Ashlock.
Ashlock now with seven. Extends the lead to 39-9. With 6:45 to go in the ballgame. Checking back in the game for Northern Heights. He's basically their original starter.
You have a final up between Opie and Hartford. Opie victorious 42-35.
Ooh, that's a heck of a ballgame. Addie Hendricks along with Avery Patton, Brianna Pierce, Lainey Wilson, and Reese Houck back in the game for Northern Heights. Ball goes to the left side to Luthy. Luthy drives in, dishes it off to Thompson. Thompson back out to Albert. To Ashlock for three. Shots up no good. Rebounded by Thompson, and she is fouled. And we are in the running clock stage of things. Jenna Thompson's free throw is up and good. Okay. We're going to go with Riley Watts along with Morgan Weekly, Bailey Benjamin, and Catherine Cedar in the game. Free throws up and good by Thompson. And now back in the game is Riley Darborough for Madison.
Riley's brother had a pretty good career for the Bulldogs.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Now, Laney Wilson with it on the right side. Yeah, Lane Darborough was always a fun kid to cover. And now we got a tie up. And we'll go over to Madison. Riley Watts with it. Gives the ball off to Morgan Weekly. Back to Watts. Now inside it goes to Benjamin. Back to Watts. Watts' three-pointer's up. No good. But there's a foul on the rebound. Foul is going to be on Riley Darborough, her first. Of course, we'll have Madison on twice next week.
Yeah.
When they take on Hartford a week from tonight, and then the Thursday makeup game with Olpe.
And both of those games will be back on Country 101.7 FM.
Yep. Now we're going to get a foul called on Benjamin for Madison. Reese Houck at the line to shoot two. Free throw is up and no good. Sophia Rayburn in the game for Madison. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebound comes down to Madison. Riley Darborough had it. She got it off to Riley Watts. Watts gives the ball up. Off to Cedar. Cedar gets the ball back to Watts. Watts, now they go to the right side to Rayburn. Rayburn gives it in the right wing. Now they get it in underneath. Tried to get a shot off for Riley Watts. Just couldn't quite get it up there.
And defense slid over there. A little bit too much defense on the foul.
2:37 to go here in the ballgame. 41-9. Madison with the lead. They get the ball inside. And there's going to be a tie up there between Bailey Benjamin and Laney Wilson. And it goes over to Northern Heights. Now up top. Ball goes to the right side to Henricks. Henricks gives it over left side to Pierce. Pierce gets it in underneath. She's going to call for double dribble. Now checking in the game for Madison. Ella Dodson and Zoe Quintana. So everybody's getting some playing time tonight.
The bench has been cleared.
And clock's running. 1:45 to go here in the ballgame. Zoe Quintana gets it back up top. Gets the ball to the right side to Catherine Cedar. Now to Zoe. Now goes to the left side. Gets it up to Riley Watts. Watts gets on the left corner. Three-pointers up and no good by Catherine Cedar. And a rebound to Northern Heights. Northern Heights going to go to 0-7 on the year. Well, 7-0 for the Madison Lady Bulldogs. Jumper's up and no good. Rebounded by Madison. Riley Watts with it. Gets it across the timeline. Has the ball knocked away. And almost a steal, but it's going to be a tie-up. Sophia Rayburn back in the game for Madison, replacing Catherine Cedar. And bounce pass comes in to Riley Watts. Watts picks up the basketball as ball knocked away. Gives it off to Quintana. Quintana has the ball stolen. Here comes Northern Heights on the break. Addie Hendricks. Layup. Good, and a foul. Addie gets her first 2 points of the night.
Bob Blair's making sure they're going to get those foul shots. He's trying to call a timeout. Make sure he...
They're going to have her shoot it. Oh. So we're just going to keep it. We'll just keep it right here. But he's just wanting to talk to his kids a little bit more.
I think he was just trying to stop the clock.
Yeah.
Make sure they got the foul shot. I don't know if he really, I mean, wanted the full 60 seconds, but they're going to give him the full 60 seconds.
Yes.
The boys game might start by 8:30.
I know.
Got a flight to catch at 4:55, kid, in the morning. I didn't think I was going to be struggling tonight.
I know.
I'm a big proponent of JV game starting at 4:45.
Yes. And everywhere we've been, the JV games have only been a half a JV game.
But it's good to see a full JV game, though. I mean, that's the one thing, you know. It's good to see a full game, getting those that next group up playing. Do not take my comments. That's only jokes, please. It's only jokes.
Yeah.
Only jokes. You know, that's the one thing. They were making sure we were good with all pregame.
Yeah.
John, the shot clock operator, is making sure, hey, you guys good for us to turn this clock off?
We're well good. I mean, Northern Heights has always been good with that.
Yeah, Leah takes excellent care of us.
And so does John.
Yeah.
Free throws up. No good. No rebound. They put 10 seconds back on the clock. It sounds like an NFL game. Put 10 seconds back on the clock. Three-pointers up. No good. Rebound. And that's going to do it for the girls' game tonight. It is Madison 41, Northern Heights 11. We'll be back with the Rich Door Company post-game show. Rich Door Company, residential and commercial garage door sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities on Mix 104.9 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Shoal Roofing, serving the Emporia area with roofing and gutters. Contact Shoal Roofing at 620-591-2907 or online at shoalroofing.com. By USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Opie Hartford and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. And by Melissa Herdman, Kirk and Cobb Realtors. Wishing all athletes good luck. Happy to help with any real estate needs.
Area High School Basketball being brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. And Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, 821.
Back here at Northern Heights High School, the Madison Lady Bulldogs come away with a 41-11 victory tonight over Northern Heights. And the stats brought to you by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. For Northern Heights, they were led by 4 points from Avery Patton, 3 from Brianna Pierce, 2 points each from Addison Peterson and Addie Hendricks, and 1 point from Braxton Pierce. For Madison, they were led by game high, the only player in double figures, 20 points tonight from Jalen Weekly. They got 4 points each from Sadie Albert, Jenna Thompson, and Camden White, and 2 points from Candace Ashlock and Morgan Weekly. Michael, how do the team stats look?
Team stats, sorry, I was trying to get our Rich Store Company, unsure what happened there, did not play for us. It skipped right over in our playlist, so I apologize about that. We'll get Billy taken care of, though.
Yes.
Our team stats, though. Madison shooting 16 out of 54 from the field. 0 for 11 from beyond the arc, though. 9 out of 14 from the charity stripe. They out-rebound Northern Heights 27 to 18. They commit 16 turnovers but force 32. Heights is 4 out of 13 from the foul line, 1 out of 6 from beyond the arc, and 2 out of 9 from outside.
That'll do it. Stats brought to you by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. And that will wrap up the Rich Store Company postgame show. Rich Store Company, residential and commercial garage sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. Final score, Madison 41, Northern Heights 11. We'll be back with the boys game on Mix 104.9 FM.